Do you think Sierra Leoneans feel part of this inclusive development? Because some people have said that it appears that certain parts of the country that voted for you are being developed to the contrary to others that did not necessarily support you. So would you say that all Sierra Leoneans feel part of this inclusive development that you have been talking about?
The biggest development we have today is free quality education for every child in Sierra Leone, not for any region. Be you from the north, the south, the east, and the west, the resources we have provided is for every child. That is inclusive. For me, that is in fact the most important thing. So the same opportunity my daughter has to go to school is the same opportunity you have in every part of the country, even if you cannot afford it. The government is. So at the time I took over, I come from the south, and the south and the southeast are normally blended together. In most part of the north, every district headquarter can be reached on a paved road. And in most part of the south and the east, most district headquarters cannot be reached on a paved road. So what do we do? If we are talking about inclusion, you make sure that every district headquarter can be reached on a paved road. The district where I come from has no paved road, not even a meter of paved road. I have to fix that. Not because I come from there, because it's a national policy to make sure that you can reach every district headquarter on a paved road. It will be very unwise of me to leave areas that have not been attended to on south and go and maybe repave other roads when these ones are still yet to be paved.
Mr. President, since you've been here, I know you've been talking to businesses to come and invest in Sierra Leone, but has your government created the enabling environment to allow the local business people or the ordinary Sierra Leonean to invest in Sierra Leone? And do you think, by extension, that could allow foreigners or foreign direct investment to flow into Sierra Leone to invest, to create the jobs for the youth that the country needs?
We need a lot of jobs. And the government can definitely not provide enough jobs to meet with the demand for jobs. The business climate is what we have been working on. It's our business to create an ecosystem that makes it possible for the private sector to thrive. And when they thrive, then they can actually go out and get the employment for the youths. We have done quite a lot of reforms to make the ease of business, doing business in Sierra Leone better. We have also reduced the burden of allowing foreign businesses in particular who go in and have to go through some middlemen who create a lot of problems for them. Now we have the National Investment Board, which I chair, and co-chaired by the Vice President, where we look at all investment proposals, and once we find them worthy, we make sure that they are served right down the chain, and we continue to monitor them to make sure that they do not encounter other challenges down the line. So really, it's like midwifing these businesses, so that they can get settled without being scammed by anybody, which has been the situation before.
Mr. President, I understand Sierra Leone for the first time presented a resolution at the UN to help the girl child, to protect the girl child, not only in Sierra Leone, but on the world stage. Talk to me about this resolution.
As I stated earlier, our commitment to make sure that the women are part of our development process and are treated as equals is a commitment that I have stood by before election, and I still stand by it. And we have taken measures at home. I told you about the rape issues and how we are trying to address that. I told you about the empowerment and equity policy and how my wife is also out in the country for the most part trying to stop early marriage, teenage pregnancy, you know, and all the issues associated with protecting the girl child. How we have set up special courts, one-stop centers to address rape issues. We have taken it to the international stage. We realize, working with a coalition of several groups around the world, we have realized that people who are raped have not been properly recognized and do not seek and get the justice they deserve. So we have successfully placed on the UN agenda